Our Indians Radio Week coverage continues from Goodyear, Arizona. Tim Elkhorn with you. And as we've been talking throughout the week, one of the themes this year in Indian spring training is new names, new faces. And one of those new names and faces is Jake Bowers, acquired during the offseason from Tampa. So first of all, welcome to the Indians organization. And boy, for our listeners back home, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you bring to this team.
Yeah, how you doing? I don't know, man. It's a tough question to answer. You know, I would really say just you're going to get a guy who brings his passion to the field every day, who wears his emotions on his sleeve. I made no mistake about it that winning is something that's, if not the most important, very important to me. And so I just want to be, you know, I want fans to know me as someone who is really there to kind of do whatever it takes while also bringing some kind of entertainment value to the stadium.
I've done so many interviews this week that I can't remember who said this, but somebody said to me this week, baseball players need to play with an edge, you know, that the good players have a little bit of an edge to them. It sounds like that's how you're describing yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say I don't want to say I have a chip on my shoulder or anything like that, because that's a tough thing to kind of carry all the time, but definitely, you know, you can't be a robot out there. There's so many robots these days, and there's so many guys who don't show any personality and aren't their true selves. And I think, you know, that's a detriment not only to the team but to yourself. So why not stay true to yourself, be who you are, and go from there.
Jake, what was your reaction when you heard you got traded to the Indians, a team that usually is playing in October?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, really excited, really excited. Last year was the first year in a very, very long time. I mean, probably back to, you know, Little League days where I didn't play in any kind of playoff or postseason. So that's something that I take pride in. That's something that I get excited about. And that's something in a situation where I feel like I thrive.
Again, we're talking with Jake Bowers, acquired during the offseason from Tampa, as he joins us here as part of our Indians Radio Week coverage. So I always like to ask guys that are new to a team, what'd you think of the Indians when you were in the opposite dugout? What were your thoughts as you watched the Indians play or knew about the club?
I mean, they were good, man. They were good, especially last year. That was the first time I saw them, you know, in person playing against them. But fundamentally sound, not a lot of mistakes. You know, they weren't going to beat themselves. And so that's kind of the makings of a really good team. And it shows signs of a really good coaching staff and preparation as well, which is what I see here in spring training.
Now, once you were acquired, what sort of conversation or what was the process as far as communicating either with Cherney or Tito or the staff as far as what your role would be?
Basically just, you know, we're going to be figuring out if I'm going to be playing first base or left field or a mix of both. I think that it's something that is going to continue to get figured out as the spring goes on. Obviously, I haven't gotten out to left field yet, but I'm excited to get out there. But you know what? As long as I'm in the lineup and I'm in the lineup consistently, if not every day, that's my ultimate goal. And I don't want to say defense is secondary, but for right now, it's going to have to take a back seat until you know, all this kind of gets sorted out. And then once I do know what the plan is going to be and what my role is going to be, I'll throw my whole self into it and do it to the best of my ability.
Well, you talk about two different positions, first base and a corner outfield spot. Is there one that you enjoy more than the other, or is there one that you like playing more than the other?
I mean, I feel like where I bring the most value on defense specifically is first base. I haven't really made that a secret. I feel like I got one of the best gloves in the league over there, and with a full season, there's no reason I wouldn't be able to show that. But I also understand that, you know, you have to be versatile in today's game if you want to play every day. You have to be able to, you know, wear as many different hats as possible, especially as a young guy trying to come in and trying to really establish yourself. You got to be able to do as many things as you can. And so, you know, as much as I would like to just play first base every day and be the best I can be over there, I also understand that, you know, the job might require me go in the outfield and be the best I can be out there. So I'm preparing for both. I'll be ready for both come opening day, and we'll see what happens.
So what are your goals? What are your objectives here in spring training before opening day arrives?
You know, for spring training, I would say main thing is just feel ready. Get as many at-bats as I can, whether it be, you know, in these big league games that are starting up or, you know, come down on the backfields and just get some extra ABs. Just be ready. That's the main thing. I don't care if I go 0-for-40 in spring training. If opening day comes and I feel ready, then spring training will have been a success.
There you go. We appreciate you spending a few moments with us. Best of luck this year. Welcome to Cleveland.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Jake Bowers joining us here as part of our Indians Radio Week coverage from Goodyear, Arizona.